Sache ist zurück, Perk, it out, Michal. Amana ni zoines me nechse yisomen. And Amana is supported from the property of yisomen. Yisomen that inherit property from their father must support their father's widow from that property that they inherited. Maisi yadah shalahem. Any work that she does or salary that she receives goes to the yorshim since they are supporting her. Ve'ein chayavim b'tzurasa. If she died, they are not mechuyev to pay for her funeral expenses. Now, even though if she had died during her husband's lifetime, he would have been mechuyev to pay for her funeral expenses. That's because the husband inherits his wife. So therefore, the rabbanim were mechuyev to pay for her funeral expenses. As opposed to the yorshim, they do not inherit her and therefore do not have to pay for her funeral expenses. Yorsheha, yorsheks tuvasa, chayavim b'kfurasa. The people that inherit her, those that inherit the ksuba that she took from her husband, they are the one that are mechuyev to pay for her funeral expenses. Mesechta Ksuvos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Almana bein min ha'erusin, bein min ha'nesuin, moicheres shelo bebez. An almana, if she's an almana from erusin, which means that her husband died before the nesuin, that she has no right to be supported from her husband's property. She only collects a ksuva and that's it. Or whether she's an almana from nesuin, that she has the right to be supported from her husband's property after her husband's death, moicheres shelo bebez. In either case, they are allowed to sell off their husband's property in order to collect the ksuba if she is an almana min erusin, or mizoina if she is an almana from nesuin, and she can sell this property even though it was not assessed for its real worth by a bezin mumchen. There was only a regular bezin to evaluate its real worth before she sold it. Even so, she has a right to sell it. Rabbi Shimon Arman, min ha-nesuin mecheres shelo bebezin. Rabbi Shimon agrees with the Tanakhama that an almana min ha-nesuin that is selling off her husband's property after his death in order to collect mezonos, she has the right to sell off this property even though it was not assessed by a bezin mumchen before she sold it. As we can't tell this almana that she has to starve until we find a bezin mumchen. Min ha-erusin, but if she is an almana min ha-erusin that she is selling off this property not for mezonos, but to collect the ksuva, loy timkor ella bebezin. She has no right to sell this property until it is assessed by a bezin mumchen that will evaluate its true worth before she sells it. Mipnei she'ein la mezonos, because she is not selling this property in order to collect mezonos. V'chol she'ein la mezonos loy timkor ella bebezin. Any almana that is not selling the property for mezonos, she is selling the property for her ksuva. She has no right to sell the property until it is assessed by a Beis Din Mumchen.